Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. You can log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. You'll find these lessons right on the website. These lessons are designed to help you find your place in God and to give you the biblical information you need to live a full life in Jesus Christ. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. In verse 1 of chapter 2 of the book of Galatians, Paul said he went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me, he said. We have no details concerning how Titus became associated with the Apostle Paul. It may have been that this Grecian Christian was one of Paul's earliest converts. At the close of Paul's second missionary journey, Titus was already a leader in the young church. We read in Titus 1 and 4 that Paul had left him on the island of Crete to set in order the things that were lacking all over the island. This reference here indicates that the young man was among the certain others working in Antioch, chosen to represent them at this historic conference. In verse 2, Paul says, I went up by revelation. This is to emphasize that Paul understood divine direction. When the Judean visitors sought to enforce circumcision in the largely Gentile church at Antioch, Paul and Barnabas strongly resisted them. The Acts account suggests that the church in Antioch gave Paul and Barnabas the assignment of representing their cause at Jerusalem. But Paul emphasizes here that direction had a higher source. He went up by revelation of God. Paul communicated unto them the gospel which he preached among the Gentiles. The message that Paul placed before them was that Jesus Christ had been crucified and raised again from the dead, and that he was coming again. And there was righteousness to all men through faith in him, without the works of the law. Paul and his party reported to the whole church at Jerusalem. While here in this book of Galatians, it is especially stated that it was privately. This would indicate that the public session was after that they had met privately with the apostles. Paul says that he communicated to them that were of reputation. Here, in these words, he was relating that he had come to the leaders of the church for clarification of a crucial question. He was not implying that to submit to their judgment would be to deny his own divine-given authority. He refers to James and Cephas and John as those who seemed to be somewhat and seemed to be pillars. They were of reputation in the sense that they appeared to be such in the eyes of the believers in Jerusalem. Yet Paul was under the conviction that the ultimate authority must be from God and not man. Paul said, I communicated the gospel that I preached to the Gentiles, to the apostles privately, lest by any means I should run, or had run, in vain. One of Paul's familiar metaphors is that in which depicts the Christian life as a race. He refers to his life and ministry among the Gentiles as such a race, and was concerned lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. He recognized that if the apostles in Jerusalem opposed his gospel, all the work that he had done would be destroyed. He recognized that he could have no hope to accomplish anything in the future, but the certainty of his divine origin of his message did not hinder him from sharing this with the apostles. It turned out that Paul and the apostles was preaching the same gospel. In that meeting with the apostles, Peter related his story at the house of Cornelius. Peter asserted that salvation was to the Gentiles without circumcision or even without water baptism. This meeting here that we're talking about, in which Paul met with the apostles and Peter vindicated Paul's message, is found in the book of Acts, chapter 15. You can read it for yourself.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.